Her eyes rolled up inside her head, and I heard her mumble, "I can't believe this." Neither could I, but I took this opportunity to dive into a cedar shrub in front of the house and wiggle myself into the safety of its depths. There I peered through the underbrush and watched. The ladies exchanged worried glances. Then one of them said, "Maybe we came at a bad time." Sally Mae gave them a crazy smile. "Oh no, this is just another day in paradise. We live like this all the time. Can I help you with something?" "We're from the Census Bureau."
Sally Mae pushed a sprig of hair out of her eyes.
"The Census Bureau. Oh, good. Honey, I know you've already sent in your form, and we thank you for that. But we had a few more questions to ask."
The lady frowned at some papers in her hand.
"How many toilets do you have in your house?"
Sally Mae's eyes settled on the woman.
"Toilets? 2. And sinks or wash basins? 2. Is that counting the kitchen sink?" "No." "So you have a total of 3 sinks and wash basins."
Sally Mae said nothing. The woman wrote down the information.
"Has anyone in your family ever suffered from a mental disorder?"
Sally Mae's eyes were glittering with a kind of strange light.
"Why, yes. I suffered one 5 minutes ago when I found my husband's dog had dug up my flower bed. I was hoping to strangle him when you drove up."
The ladies traded glances.
Maybe we should come back at another time."
"I think that's a wonderful idea. I don't mean to be rude, but I'm not having a good day."
The ladies smiled and said goodbye, hurried back to their car, and drove away. Just then, little Alfred came around the side of the house.
"Who was that, Mom?"
Sally Mae buried her face in her hands.
"It was the Census Bureau, for crying out loud, the United States government! They're gathering information about how we live, and they saw me."
She let out a moan, then uncovered her face. All at once, her eyes seemed, well, on fire, and she hissed,
"Where is that dog?"
Uh-oh. I didn't dare breathe or move a muscle. In the eerie silence, I heard her footsteps in the yard. They were coming closer to the shrubberies in which I was hiding and cringing. I heard her voice.
"Hank! Get out of my yard!"
Did she think I was going to expose myself to her broom? Ha! We could forget that. Was it my fault that the census ladies had shown up just as she was chasing me around the house? No, but you'll notice that I got blamed for it. All at once, she started slapping the shrub with her broom.
"Hank, if I get my hands on you, so help me, I'll..."
I guess she didn't know that there was a big yellow jacket wasp nest in the bush, or that her broom whamming would get them stirred up. Even more important was the fact that I didn't know it either, so I can't be held responsible. I was just an innocent bystander, a faithful dog who was trying to figure out how to please the people in his life. Anyway, she managed to get the wasp really stirred up. When she saw the yellow jackets pouring out of the bush, she let out a screech, dropped her broom, gathered up little Alfred, and they both dived inside the house, one step ahead of the entire yellow jacket Air Force. You'll be disappointed to know that her last words as she scrambled inside the house were, and this is a direct quote,
"If I ever see that dog again..."